Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. The president back from an amazing G7 performance. We'll talk about that. There's new polling out, even newer polling today that disputes what the Monmouth poll said yesterday. We'll talk about that, because guess who's joining us? Tom Del Beccaro. He is the former California GOP chairman. He is also a writer for FoxNews.com. He is also backing, believe it or not, he is backing a friend of ours, Buzz Patterson, who's running for Congress in California. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Great to be back on.
Let me just ask you, the president at the G7, I thought he was great. I thought he was negotiating. He did a lot of bilaterals. What did you think, even though you would never know it from watching CNN?
Well, of course, you watch those networks. Trump could, give away winning lottery numbers to all those people, and he'd be accused of something. So, look, you know, I am not in for big, the Paris Agreement and all these massive things that create these institutions. I like bilateralism, like a deal with Japan, like a deal with England, because when you do those type of things smartly, you don't add to the size of international government, and you allow for flexibility. And so I'm a policy guy. I favor Trump's policies in that regard. And frankly, there was no serious anger issues between the G7. So I thought it went well.
Well, and you know what? In fact, the analogy just came to me. It's almost as if he is a business guy going to a trade show. And he goes to this booth and he makes a deal with this one, goes down the row and starts talking with somebody else, makes a deal with them. That it's almost as if he's a business guy at a trade show and he's bringing back results.
You know, I like that analogy. Can I steal that with you? Do I
have you can. Put it on FoxNews.com when you write your next piece.
No, it's a great analogy. And, of course, he is a businessman. Donald Trump, look, I write history books. Donald Trump, I'm not aware of a president like Donald Trump who continually shows up to work thinking, okay, let's do something today. Most politicians, Kevin, you know this, they don't want to do anything unless it's properly poll tested, you know, and, oh, it's too close to the election or it's not too close to the election. That's not the way this guy operates. He's constantly going out there trying to fix things, and the result of that is that the Democrats are always chasing him. They're never ahead of him on any issues, and that's why I think, you know, people feel good about his policies, even if they're not in love with his intensity.
I want to ask you, though, as a guy that is close to the president, close to the RNC, over the last 4 days, we've had kind of a mixed bag on where we stand with China. And I guess my question, does it bother you that he's on again, off again with tariffs, increased tariffs? No, we're going to leave them the way they are. Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm certainly okay with his policy. And let me tell you why. one of the worst things America ever did was its energy policies in the 70s, where we didn't access our own energy, but we sent money, came to be known as petrodollars, to Russia and the Middle East. And what did those countries do with all of our billions and hundreds of billions? They fomented trouble around the world. We funded our enemy. That's stupid policy. Now let's look at China. China says it wants to be the hegemonic leader of Asia, if not the world. They want, and they have been, everybody's been, we have been trading with them on their terms, which means that, in effect, we're repeating the same mistake that we made in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000 before Trump, which is to make life easier for them to get their aspiration. And what does all this do? It not only costs us jobs, but it increases our military expenditures. So I know I have a lot of friends on the right who are free traders. I believe in free trade, but I always say to them this: should we free trade with North Korea? Because that would be, you know, our sanctions are not free trade. And they say, no, they're a bad country. Really? What's more dangerous, North Korea or China? So I support the president. I think Americans should sacrifice a little bit on tariffs and consumer goods to get a better deal with China. We should not be funding their military ambitions with trade terms that they dictate.
The word came out from the president that he is willing to meet with Iranian officials. My question is, are you okay with that? There are some people that say no pre-existing conditions or anything like that, and that under no circumstances should he meet with a state sponsor of terrorism.
I think this is one of those Trump maneuvers that outflanks the left. Okay, I'll meet with them. Because they're going to say, oh, Trump's causing all these troubles around the world, and because he's too bellicose. So Trump says, fine, let's meet. And then Iran turns it down and says, no, you have to get rid of all the sanctions before we talk to you. Well, are the Democrats going to say that? So I think this is just another smart PR move by Trump. Look, Iran is one of the most dangerous countries on earth. They represent, because of their state sponsor of terror, we know they would give away, if they could, a nuclear device to terrorists. So we can't be relenting on them, but we should do measures to destabilize them and see if we can't get that government to collapse. But I don't have the problem with Trump saying to the world, okay, we'll meet with Iran, and then Iran turning it down. I think he knew they were going to do that, and they've obliged him.
While the president was abroad, members of his own party started coming up and coming out saying that they're going to run against the president, and they're going to primary the president. Mark Sanford, you've got Bill Weld, you got Joe Walsh, the crazy loon from Illinois. Are they going to be able to get any traction? Are they going to be able to raise any money in a bid against the president?
I think these are desperate moves by desperate people that mark the end of their career. Trump has an approval rating of 88% among Republicans. That's historically a very high number. You listen to Joe Walsh, and he sits there and says, well, I like his policies, I just don't think he's good. That's not enough to defeat historically a sitting president. It's never happened that way. So, you know, like Anthony Scaramucci, there are some people in the media age, and they know CNN will give them airtime. The fact that Scaramucci went to a Biden event. These people are desperate narcissists at this point. I'm not here to say that Donald Trump should be created a saint or that I agree with everything he does. But these guys, they're not realistic. No, they're not going to get traction.
On the Democrat side, we had a poll yesterday, a Monmouth University poll that came out and showed a dead heat atop the Democrats at roughly 20-21%. And now today we got a morning consult poll that is more in line with what we have seen. How do you cite, first of all, the Monmouth poll, they had like, what, 298 respondents, so it's not a big sample size. What do you make of that poll? Is it truly an outlier, as Biden and a whole bunch of the folks on the Democrat side are saying?
Well, it is an outlier because it's the only poll showing him in second place. But after the two debates, there's no question that Biden's support did slip. And who was in second, third, or fourth was completely up in the air. So except for the fact that Kamala Harris has dropped significantly due to her bad performances. There's no one who can look at, look, if you have one poll showing that Biden's in second, another poll is showing him he's up at 18 points. And there's a whole set of polls in between. That tells you that no one poll can be trusted for sure at this point. One poll's right, obviously, but we don't know which one. All of this tells you that the Democrat nomination fight is anything but over. They know Joe Biden's vulnerable. They know a guy who stands up in New Hampshire and says, I assure you folks, I'm not going nuts. Or any of these other gaffes that he makes. They know he's vulnerable. So really what these polls tell you is that between now and Iowa, the Democrats are going to be in a pitched battle, and it's going to get ugly. And the debate's coming up in a couple of weeks, and my prediction, making it here on your show, is that the person most attacked, other than Joe Biden, will be Elizabeth Warren, because she's the latest one getting traction. She's the most vulnerable for a variety of reasons. She used to be conservative, and now she's claiming to be liberal. She wants to take the federal spending from $5 trillion to $18 trillion overnight. That's insane, literally. So she's the most vulnerable. So I expect a pitch battle. I expect it to get ugly, and I expect Elizabeth Warren to be the next to be voted off to Democrat Island like Kamala was the last time.
Yeah, again, joining us, Tom Del Picaro, the former California GOP chair. And I was just going to ask you about your fellow Californian, your senator, Kamala Harris, who dropped from like 17 points to 5 points. She's just about off the map. What has happened to her fledgling campaign?
You know, Kevin, I ran for United States Senate against her in the first debate. There were five of us on stage. And after the debate poll in crazy California, and you're right next door, so you can look across the street and see it. And I beat her 38-32, and the other candidates got less. In California, why did that happen? She's not a good debater. She's an empty suit. She can't counterpunch. She can punch. She can sandbag. That's easy. You know how you sandbag? You sit with your people for hours, and you come up with an angle, and then you throw a punch when no one's looking. But the ability to respond in a debate, think on the spot, requires not only that you have a certain level of intelligence and communication skills, but a depth of knowledge. She has none of those things. All of that was exposed by Tulsi Gabbard, who looks like she's not going to make the next debate stage, and we can talk about that. At the end of the day, Kamala Harris is an empty suit, and it's showing. And in this rough and tumble instant media world, one gaffe can hurt you, and one viral moment can help you. And she had her moment, and now she's had her gaffes.
Tom, I want to ask you, she may not be running for president anymore, but is she a viable candidate for vice president at this point still?
Well, she did herself some harm there because she would have been viable as Joe Biden. But she was kind of ugly towards him. Now, look, I think Joe Biden is actually a decent person and would get over it. Remember, Reagan got over it with Bush. But the question is, what does she bring to the table? If Elizabeth Warren is the nominee, Kamala Harris doesn't bring her anything. If Bernie Sanders is the nominee, Kamala Harris doesn't bring Sanders anything. So her decision to go after Biden could be pretty fateful. But remember this also. If Trump wins re-election, he's not running in 2024. That means the Democrat field's open and the Republican, and you'll have 60-plus people running for president. And I assure you, Kamala Harris will make a comeback at that point, saying she learned from the past and they'll forgive her for all her errors.
One of the really cool things when you do what I do is you get press releases from everybody. And we got a press release from an old friend, Buzz Patterson. You heard him on the show last week. He is running for Congress in California 7, and he was endorsed by the former chair of the California Republican Party, the guy we're talking about right now, Tom Del Beccaro. Tom, let me ask you, how did you first connect with Buzz Patterson? I first connected with when he was promoting dereliction of duty, had him on a whole bunch for a while. Then I lost track of him. Now all of a sudden he's running for Congress from the People's Republic of California. I thought it was great.
It is great. And he's running for a swing seat that there is possibility. Many years ago, I didn't even know how long, like a decade, I asked Buzz to come up from LA and give a speech to a big event. Back then I was a county chairman. Probably more than 10 years, a county chairman in Contra Costa of the Republican Party. And I like Buzz because he's pretty fearless. I mean, don't you think, Kevin? I mean, the guy stands up and says it like it is. And people like direct people. And people like direct people, even if they don't agree with everything they say. Anyway, you know, he carried the nuclear football, as your audience knows, for the Clintons. He told the truth about them. He's pretty cleared eye on foreign policy. He's probably too conservative for crazy San Francisco and some other things. But, you know, to me, he just has a clarity about him that is, I mean, he said it to me, he said it to everybody. I never intended to be a politician. But it's sort of like his call to duty right now. He's running up, and I'm going to actually hold a fundraiser for him. And you should fly out for it because that would be awesome. But he's getting a lot of his money, by the way, from all over the country, which tells you what a following is and possibility is that he can do this. He's running in a former Republican seat that has gone over to the Democrats. A lot of seats in California have. But the guy who has it right now, Congressman Ami Bear, is about as inspiring as he just isn't. So
I
think there's a shot.
I think it's great that you're supporting him. We are supporting him on this program. We're going to have him on again and hopefully help him raise some money. So, hey, I got to run because we're running out of time. Thank you so much. We'll be looking for your stuff on foxnews.com, Tom. Thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
All right, boss. Thanks so much for having me on.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro, RNC. Spokesperson and a former chair of the California Republican Party. Stick around, more to do live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stops short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Thanks to Tom Del Pecoro, our buddy from the RNC. Joining us for the very latest. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting Iran's president at the appropriate time, Tehran reacts. In a televised speech, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said there will be no such talks until the sanctions against Iran are lifted.
Lift all illegal sanctions. If you don't do this, the lock will remain closed.
That's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter. He also accused President Trump of simply wanting a photo op with him. He said Trump should instead just use Photoshop. Tropical Storm Dorian continuing a trek across the Caribbean, moving towards Puerto Rico. And according to the latest advisories from the National Hurricane Center, it could hit the southeast United States as a hurricane this upcoming holiday weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
15 seconds till showtime.
So I say to him, hey, I don't think the joke is funny, but I'll do it. You know why? Because I'm a professional. Know what he tells me?
Know what?
He says, I don't know funny.
5 seconds.
Hey, you're funny. Funny looking.
Hey.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. This hour, I just love it. We're having so much fun today, and I hope you are, too. Kevin Wall, live now, all across the state of Nevada. And in SoCal, too. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could even do it right now. Check it out right now at 855-58 Liberty. That's an easy one to remember. 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay. The president comes back from the G7. And of course, before he even touches down back in America, John Berman from CNN is trashing a Trump suggestion. As you know, next year's G7 is going to be held in the United States. We don't know where yet. The president would like to bring it to his Doral development. What is it? Trump Doral, Doral Trump, whatever. And that immediately brought thoughts of the Emoluments Clause and other horrible, terrible, despicable things. This was John Berman on CNN filling in for somebody. I don't know who he was filling in for, to be honest with you. Maybe Anderson Cooper or somebody like that. But John Berman was trashing the Trump suggestion that next year's G7 come to Trump Doral. Here it is.
It's close to the, we haven't made a final decision, but it's right next to the airport, right there, meaning, you know, a few minutes away. It's a great place. It's got tremendous acreage, many hundreds of acres. So we can handle whatever happens. It's really, people are really liking it. Plus it has buildings that have 50 to 70 units in them. So each delegation can have its own building. So you have the seven various delegations that could have their own building. So a lot of, and they could have buildings for the press. We have, it's very big, great conference facility. So we're thinking about it. They love the location of the hotel, and they also like the fact that it's right next to the airport for convenience.
Wow, from the sound of that, you'd almost think the president was back in private life plugging one of his properties. And you'd be right. He is. The Trump National Doral Country Club. His Trump National Doral Country Club. Somehow, of all the summit locations in the entire country, the single best one is the one the president and his family own. The one that hasn't been doing so well lately and could really use a boost. After all, it's got tremendous acreage, like, you know, Camp David. It's close to an airport, you know, like Washington, New York, Chicago, Des Moines, or St. Louis. And get this, it's got a hotel. I mean, how does that happen? A hotel and an airport nearby, too. Not that the president is concerned, as his own aides have reportedly been, that in addition to appearing to be a massive conflict of interest, it actually would be one. But he says he's the one making the sacrifice.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've spent, and I think I will, in a combination of loss and opportunity, probably it'll cost me anywhere from $3 to $5 billion to be president. And the only thing I care about is this country. Couldn't care less, otherwise I wouldn't have done it. People have asked me, what do you think it costs? And between opportunity, not doing things, I used to get a lot of money to make speeches. Now I give speeches all the time. You know what I get? Zippo.
Zippo, nothing. And on top of that, Doral is in hurricane country. Then again, it's nothing that a few nukes couldn't handle.
Shut up, you bum, shut up!
Yeah, yeah! Shut up. I just love that. That was John Berman, by the way. He hosts their morning show on CNN. You probably have never seen him because you never watched the morning show. Okay, it's okay. I thought it was fascinating, though. In fact, let's go to cut number four. This is Van Jones. He is a CNN talking head, former member of the Obama administration. And this was his reaction to a new poll, a Monmouth University poll, that showed a three-way tie atop the Democrat primary race. There has been a new morning consult poll that is more in line with other polls that shows that Joe Biden is well in front, double-digit lead in front. But this was Van Jones late last night on CNN.
With all the disclaimers, including that this poll has a margin of error of 6%, which is actually quite a bit, if you're part of the Joe Biden campaign and you've based this election on electability, how concerned are you that there's this poll out today which doesn't show you winning, which is supposed to be his thing?
Listen, this is not a good poll for Biden, and I do think that it speaks. You have to look at all the other polls, all that sort of stuff. But listen, first of all, look at the strength of the progressive bloc. When you put Sanders and Warren together, I mean, that's almost half the party going for candidates that are extremely, extremely progressive. This kind of cuts against the idea that the only thing that matters is electability. People may be recalculating what makes someone electable. I think the traditional wisdom has been you're electable if you're more appealing to moderates, if you can kind of get the independents. That narrative was really carrying Biden along. I think now you're starting to see people make the case it's going to be somebody who can you're electable if you can electrify, that you've got to be able to rally up the base, and you've got to be able to bring new people in, young people in, give them a reason to come to the polls. And under that rationale, suddenly Elizabeth Warren looks very attractive. Certainly, Bernie is able to hang on. If I were in the Biden camp, I would be very concerned about the fact that right now he's holding his own in the top three against a whole bunch of other people. But look at that progressive bloc.
Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren for a second here, because there's been a focus on the crowds. Now, crowd size is often controversial when you're covering elections, because it doesn't always mean that the person is generating tons and tons of support. But she had 12,000 at a rally, some 15,000, I think, at a rally in Seattle. A lot of people are showing up to Elizabeth Warren events, and you combine that with the strong showing in this poll and other polls, which have shown her consistently inching up. What does that tell you about the Warren campaign?
Listen, she's the most impressive person on the scene right now, because you got to remember, she was written off for dead. She slipped on the Pocahontas banana peel four or five different times. She couldn't figure out a way to shake it off. She's, you know, released her DNA stuff. That made it worse. People were not talking about Elizabeth Warren 6 or 7 months ago. And yet she somehow has been able to claw her way back, climb her way back. And people are excited about Elizabeth Warren. Listen, The Rock, no less than The Rock, on the season premiere of Ballers, was reading an Elizabeth Warren book. Now, this is, you know, that gives you a sense of how far she's broken through into the culture. They were tweeting back and forth. Listen, she is making inroads everywhere. She's not making a bunch of enemies. She's not making mistakes. She's really, really doing something extraordinary right now.
Okay. No. Pocahontas, In fact, in later polls, in the morning consult poll this morning, she was back where she was before. There is no three-way tie the consult poll. By the way, speaking of people that are in the polls, Bill de Blasio had a town hall on CNN on Sunday. By the way, did you see where they're going to have 10 hours of town halls? Yeah. Joe, Sleepy Joe, come on. Time to wake up. Joe, come on. Mr. Vice President. Jeez. Yeah, he falls asleep at the worst times. But de Blasio, his town hall garnered only 376,000 homes. even Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana, had 429,000. beat him by what? 400,000-500,000 homes. Unbelievable. Anyway, de Blasio, right now he is dead in the water, which I'm so happy for. It's tough being a mayor of New York City and dealing with crime and infestation and all the other things. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Hey, I need to take a break. We're going to take a break. More to come. In fact, Larry Kudlow, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors for the President, is going to make a, what would you call this? A correction, a clarification, if you will, of something the President said on his trip to France. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. you get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Ronald Wilson Reagan. Oh, I just love that. Nah, great stuff. Great stuff. That was open mic night at the White House, I guess. I was just looking at this morning consult poll. You know, the poll we were talking about earlier, the Monmouth College poll, had Joe Biden in second place. And Bernie and Elizabeth Warren essentially catching up to him. It was called an outlier. Oh, yeah, Sleepy Joe. Somebody go over to the corner and wake him up, please. Yeah, thank you. But now today there's a morning consult poll which shows Biden back at 33%, Bernie Sanders at 20%, 15% for Warren, Kamala Harris all the way down to 8 points, Pete Buttigieg at 5%, Beto O'Rourke at 3%, Cory Booker at 3%, Andrew Yang at 2%. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Let's go to the audio sound bites. And this is fascinating stuff. In fact, I'm going to switch around on you if you don't mind. And I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but I'm going to switch it around. Let's go to cut six, because this is Larry Kudlow trying to clean up a little bit the possibility of an increase of Chinese tariffs. But this is cut six. Larry Kudlow with Brianna Keeler from CNN. Here it is.
So the president said that he's having second thoughts about escalating the trade war. Why?
Well, look, if I can reinterpret that, I mean, he spoke to us. He didn't exactly hear the question. Actually, what he was intending to say is he always has second thoughts, and he actually had second thoughts about possibly a higher tariff response to China. So it was not to remove the tariff. He was thinking about a higher tariff response. Having said that, we're staying with the policy that was announced on Friday, as I believe, a 5% increase on the two tariffs, the first 250 and the second 300, September 1st and December 15th. And let me just say on
so
this
he's
point,
I just want to be clear on this. China, so he has thought that he might want to increase the tariffs, but he isn't actually going to increase the tariffs beyond what he initially did.
That is correct. At the moment, that is absolutely correct. That was his thought. It somehow got misinterpreted. I'm not sure he heard the question altogether. It was a very crowded room. I was there. But yeah, his thought was perhaps he needed to go higher. And my thought to you, Brian, is simply, look, China took an action. It was a moderate action. A proportionate action. The president took an action related to China, as again I said, 5% plus from the original 250 and the next 300 or so, with the same due date, September 1st, December 15th, the same exemptions and waivers for a bunch of companies, consumer-related companies.
I do.
In my judgment, these are measured. Hang on a second, if you will. I want to just complete this thought. These were measured. Proportionate thoughts. One point I want to make. Second point, Brianna, if I may, the conversation, the discussion between the China side and the U.S. side continues. Negotiations continue. There was a successful constructive deputies negotiation by teleconference last week. I believe another one is being scheduled for this coming week. And I also want to say that at least the U.S. side is continuing to plan for a visit from the China side sometime in the month of September. So the negotiating talks continue. That's an important point, I think.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
Well, yeah. It's tough, though, on Larry Kudlow having to kind of clean up things. But I thought he did a really good job of it. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now for a free review of your insurance needs. 702-870-4000. Call him right now. Tell him Kevin sent you. That's 702-870-4000, and it's absolutely free. Okay, Karl Rove. I love him. Don't always agree with him, but he always comes with his little whiteboard, and it's pretty entertaining stuff. Here was Karl Rove. This is Cut 7, offering free counsel to the president on bringing back Putin to the G7 and making it the G8. Here we go.
Just want to finish off with Russia, Vladimir Putin, the comments that we just heard from President Trump on that. He was asked about inviting Vladimir Putin back to the summit next year, and of course the United States will be hosting the summit. The president responded, I would certainly invite him, but suggested that he may not attend. So certainly those comments will be spread around the world.
The G7 tossed, the G8 tossed him out and made themselves into the G7 because he violated international norms and invaded his neighbor and stole territory. Now, granted, it's a problem. I hear the president when he says, you know, we were talking about a lot of things that concerned Russia and they weren't here, and now we're going to have to talk to him outside our club, if you will, of G7. On the other hand, I think it'd be terrible for the president politically to invite them next year to particularly if it's at his club in Doral, to come to the G7 and make it the G8 again over, first of all, the opposition of his partners, and second of all, in the middle of a presidential election year. This is a controversy. The president does not need to be defending Vladimir Putin in 2000, particularly over being ejected from the G8 over his invasion and illegal usurpation of Crimea. Just doesn't need it in the middle of a presidential election.
Okay. There you have it, Karl Rove. Yeah, he knows a lot about this politicking thing. Nah. Coming up, we've got a busy show still to do. Tommy White will join us. He is the business manager for Laborers Union 872. We'll get a chance to visit with him about the, it used to be the Raider Stadium project. It is now the Allegiant Stadium project. And by the way, we are coming down to 11 months and counting. Did you know that? To opening up the Allegiant Stadium. I am so geeked about this because every time I drive by, it looks a little more like a stadium and less like a construction project. And you know what's funny? Yeah. What is amazing is you drive by the project and you see literally thousands of cars parked. And these are the construction workers that are on the site. They are busting ass. They really are. Anyway, we'll be joined by Tommy White coming up in just a few minutes. Also, Michael Schaus joins us later on from NBRI. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.